It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning and welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer, and on Lincoln County Connections, we talk about news events, we talk to people all related to Lincoln County government and more, and like I like to say, that's a big color palette. On the program today, Bonnie Serkin, Will Emery, Jim Chambers. We're going to be talking about Mike Miller Trail extensions, Wilder Park, all the things that are happening in South Beach and some of the contributions Will has made from land waves, and that's all coming up in just a moment. And I do want to draw your attention to Lincoln County's homepage because we have maps there with the new trail extensions, and you can download that information and check it out. There's also a media release about the information we're discussing today and directions to the dedication tomorrow, where we'll be recognizing the trail extensions and Will and Bonnie's contributions. So all that information is online. And, of course, later this morning, also in South Beach, there will be a tsunami drill, and there's information about that as well on Lincoln County's homepage. So please be reminded of that resource for you. But without further ado, because the program goes by very fast, let's get into the program. Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. Great. Good morning.
It's wonderful to have you on the program. Tomorrow morning at 10, we've got what we're calling a dedication, and you're all going to be there. And I think to draw everybody into what we're doing here, because really it's kind of a multifaceted thing we're trying to communicate to folks. We've added to Mike Miller Trail Park, but this is also has a lot to do with the Wilder development, which you have been working on with your company, Land Waves. And I've noticed it's taken folks some time to kind of wrap their heads around what's going on, but we're starting to be successful at that. And Will and Jim Chambers, Lincoln County Park Supervisor, can you two talk about the first time you two met each other and where that all began, your parallels to development?
Well, the credit for all this wonderful idea does go to Jim Chambers. It was many years ago. It was back in the 90s, Jim, I think it was, when you first came to me and proposed the idea of expanding Mike Miller Trail. And I thought at that time, at least my memory is, we'll see how our memories correlate here. some years ago, I thought it was a wonderful idea. But I also had an instinct it was going to be the right time to do this. And, of course, at that point, the community college wasn't even on the horizon. Years later, once we got into that development in the college and my company, Land Waves, formed a working relationship to get their new campus established, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing, of course. Then it obviously became time to address Mike Miller Park. And as an amenity to expand the hiking and natural preserve in the area, as an amenity for the folks living up in Wilder, I thought now's the time to do it. So Jim and I contacted each other. I contacted Jim, and we took it from there.
I remember the first time I talked to Will about, setting aside some land and looking forward to making Mike Miller Park even more of an adventure. And there's a lake on the southern point of the park, and it's outside the park boundary. And I told Will, I said, gosh, I really would like to get that in. It'd fit in with the master plan for that park and everything. And Will said, Jim, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that lake. He says, I like that park, and I'll take care of it. And true to date, he's doing it. And
it is true. There is already a pond in Mike Miller Park. And the natural connection is sort of just a string of the next waterway down the drainage. And also, I might add, all of this is those waters out there. There's a wetland, by the highway, which everyone's aware of. This is all part of the water drainage, which is important to maintain and take care of. I don't need to tell anybody we have rain around here. And managing this water is something that needs to be done. So it's a wonderful kind of win-win in the sense that maintaining these ponds and maintaining the drainage is good for, the earth in terms of maintaining the natural water drainage that's necessary here, but it also produces something that people can enjoy. That's a really nice thing to have happen for everybody. And I think also that with the expansion of Mike Miller Park, you know, we're going from 5 to 10 acres roughly about, it produces a real opportunity going forward. As when we were at the opening of the college, community college, a couple of years ago, when they finally were able to open their doors, my sense of it then wasn't, we weren't done. This was just the beginning. This is the beginning of something wonderful. And I think going forward, Mike Miller Park, there's plenty to cultivate there. What I'm hopeful is, in this area, there's so many wonderful people in the Newport area who are sensitive to the environment, sensitive to the flora and fauna we're blessed with in this area, that it can be something, a sense of stewardship. You know, it's a county park for the people, and I'm just very hopeful that there are some individuals here who will have something to rally around, something to take care of.
And that seems to be something that you infuse into your concept of developing, which really Wilder, I was with my wife the other day. We were walking the new Emory Trail. We were kind of exploring the Wilder development. And that's something that you've brought as well to that. Bonnie, how does that concept fit into your thinking as developers?
It's true. It's the exact concept that we have as developers. It's a balance between the built environment and the natural environment, and the whole idea behind Wilder is to build it as sustainably as possible so that it's gentle on the earth, and then to preserve the earth the best way possible so that it feeds into Wilder as well. And when we started building the Wilder community, right as the community college was being built, the first thing we did was create a playground park. Mm. And the second thing we did was create a dog park. So for us, it's all about gathering. It's not so much about shopping. It's about being able to eventually go to a pub, go to a coffee shop, and go to the park, and then go for a walk in the woods, because our sustainable forest is still surrounding Wilder. And this trail that is opening is the connection through from 50th Street through Mike Miller Park to the community college and then to Wilder and continuing beyond Wilder to the north. So it will connect all through South Beach and make it walkable, which is the way Wilder is being developed to emphasize walkability and bicycling and leaving the car at home if you can.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Lincoln County Connections. We're having a discussion with Bonnie Serkin, Will Emery of Landwaves, Jim Chambers. He's Lincoln County Parks Supervisor. We've got much more to come. Stay with us.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's.
The Taste of Home Cooking Show, attended by nearly 5 million people over the last 20 years, is coming to Chinook Winds Casino Resort on October 30th at 6 p.m. Grab your friends, your family, your neighbor, and your spatula, and join us in Lincoln City for a fun-filled cooking experience. With cooking demonstrations by the Taste of Home team, you'll learn sensational recipes that are perfect for every holiday, occasion, and skill level. These recipes can all be made with readily available ingredients to create memorable meal moments in your own home. Find out for yourself why people keep coming back to the Taste of Home Cooking School year after year. Visit tasteofhome.com for more. Tickets are on sale now at the Chinook Winds box office, by phone at 1-888-MAIN-ACT, or online at chinookwindscasino.com. Special thanks to local sponsors, Roby's Furniture and Appliance, and Penny's IGA.
If you have a cell phone, you probably feel ripped off. by your wireless company. Boost Mobile hears you, which is why they have the monthly unlimited for Android plan with no contracts. What's better is that for every 6 months of on-time payments, they reduce your monthly payments by $5 a month for up to $15 a month in total savings. With Boost, you get the latest and greatest Android phones, like the Samsung Transform Ultra and LG Marquee. That means you don't have to have a cheap phone to have a cheap plan. Boost Mobile. Be heard. Coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. Services are subject to additional terms. Android is a trademark of Google Incorporated.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. On the program today, Bonnie Circum, Will Emery, Jim Chambers. We're talking about the changes that are happening in South Beach that are adding to the open space and the usability of the trails there with Mike Miller Park, and also the development of Wilder, all kind of fitting together into a whole of usable space. Bonnie, before we went to a break, we were talking about the concept of open space in Wilder, and really what you've got is a continuum here. You can start at one end of Mike Miller Park and cruise all the way up through the college, and then eventually the idea would be to go to South Beach, Hatfield Marine Science Center, and possibly connect to the Corvallis Sea Trail. Can you talk about maybe how we might think that that eventually will pan out and where it might go?
I can talk a little about it because we're kind of in the middle. We started, you know, with the 50th Street to 40th Street end of it. But you can almost do that now to the north end just by coming up through Mike Miller Park to the college to Wilder and continuing down the multi-use path that we built by Harberton Street, which leads to 40th. Then you can cut over on Ash Street, which the city is about to pave. Mm-hmm. They have urban renewal funds set aside for that. And then you're at Ferry Slip Road, and you're there without ever having to go out on Highway 101. Eventually, the city's been trying to assemble some land further inland so that you can walk a trail through trees to get mm-hmm. to the peninsula, but I think they're short, maybe one property still to do that. That's going to parallel a loop road system that will do the same thing, allow you to get from the peninsula through to through Wilder to 50th Street, and then down even still off of Highway 101 to almost the airport and back out to the highway. So it'll make it much easier to go through South Beach.
You know, I get the feeling with your busy schedules, the two of you still take the time to enjoy the outdoors, and you must be enthusiasts.
Oh, definitely. I started coming over to Newport in 1982 when I got my first sailboat, and it was partially, and I had a boat that I would sail and live on in town, little knowing what the future would be at that point. But, I mean, what always attracted to me, Newport in particular was attractive to me as a, I don't know, it just struck me as a beautiful little place, and it was surrounded by such wonderful woods, and it's the cleanest air you can possibly find to breathe. You know, it's a, mm-hmm. it's a great place to be. Yeah, it rains a little bit, but we get used to that. And it was the beauty of the natural world that attracted me at first, and it's something that, oh, you know, I traveled a bit. I lived on the East Coast, grew up in Chicago. I like to help the people who live here and enjoy this just remember what a wonderful world it is around here. There's a lot. You just don't see the kind of flora and fauna in other places of the United States that are just quite so beautiful. There's a lot to appreciate and to take care of. So the trail is definitely, certainly an extension of my love and awe for the natural world, for sure.
Yeah. Jim Chambers, Park Supervisor for Lincoln County. You spend an awful lot of time in the natural world, I would have to say. What kind of effort does it take to rough these trails out?
Well, you know, this is quite a challenge. You know, first, when Will and I talked, we wanted to know, he wanted to know, was it doable? And so I basically took one of my park employees, Keith Andreessen, and I said, kind of walk through that isolated forest out there and see if you can find a path or a trail, and he did a real good job. And we went back and forth, and I finally told Will, you know, it's doable. We can do it. And I said it might be a rabbit trail, but we'll get it through there. But it's actually more than that. I'm very proud of the path that it took, and the arrangements that we made with Mr. Emery to actually, you know, we had some challenges. We had to put in a bridge or two, mm-hmm. actually three bridges, and. When I told Will, the county doesn't have the money for that, he stepped forward and helped us monetarily. I mean, it was a great contribution, and it made it possible. And I'm proud of the fact that we got it done, and I'm proud of the fact that he's kind of motivated us to do more.
Yeah.
And we were successful in receiving a Parks and Recreation Trails grant. And we will be moving forward with this next year and doing more work.
I will second the fact that the county did a great job. It's a mutual admiration society here between Jim and I, but the county did do a great job of. Anyone who's worked out on the brush here on the Oregon coast knows how thick and how dense and how difficult these things can be. And it was a lot of work the county went through to push this trail through. Did a good job.
We'll be back in just a moment. We're talking to Bonnie, Will, Jim. We're talking about Mike Miller Trail Extension, Wilder Development. We'll be back in just a moment and wrap things up here on Lincoln County Connections.
Fill the gaps and leaks with sealant from Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City, on sale at $299. Chase away the chill in the basement workshop with a portable heater. Ceramic heaters, just $19.99. Cabin propanes, on sale at $89.99. All of Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City. Let's be prepared for winter. Go to Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City today and warm up to winter with a portable heater that you know you'll be needing. Mills Ace Hardware has heaters on sale today.
It's the Great American Fix-Up at the Home Depot, with new projects every week and big savings every day. Like 8-watt EcoSmart LED bulbs for just $9.97 each. Equal to 40-watt bulbs, each can save you up to $176 in energy costs over the bulb's life. And our free Saturday weatherization workshop can light the way to even more savings. It's the Great American Fix-Up, and it's going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Enjoy your fleas and wings, guys.
Thanks. Oh, we didn't always watch football here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Ready for the big game?
We can't wait.
Hey, have you guys ever watched football on a vintage TV?
Huh?
19 inches, black and white. You can feel the raw emotion. Textbook German expressionism.
Oh, awesome.
Protect the football. Watch every game here. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Lincoln County Connections is back on KNPT, KBCH, and KWDP.
Welcome back to the program. Now, tomorrow we are having a dedication, and really what we're doing here, Jim, is we are really asking people to explore the new additions, but we're giving thanks to Will and Land Waves. I mean, that's part of what we're doing here.
I think, yes. We want people to know that there are new trails, and a lot of people are aware of Mike Miller Trail and the way it loops, and it hasn't changed. This is an addition to the park, and it's actually a vision that was created, you know, in 1981 or two, something like that, where there was a committee that said this park should have future trails, in it, future expansion of trails, and so it's ironic that their vision was also the same vision that Will and Bonnie have.
Yeah, and Bonnie, when someone shows up tomorrow, really, I mean, they're going to see a lot of interesting things. Talk about what's going on.
Well, it's quite a week in Wilder. We love celebrations, and celebrating the opening of this trail is really important to us. But they'll also see some of the built environment. There are 8 homes at Wilder, but we're starting 3 more today. So they'll be able to see some of the built environment going on. And then in the woods around Wilder, just to the northeast of the homes that are being built right now, there's a new disc golf course that's going in. It's almost completed. People will be out there being able to play disc golf in a matter of weeks. And it's going to be a competition course. It is beautiful. They have barely altered the woods, but they've made all the difference and made it a playable course.
And have we had a disc golf course in Lincoln County? I don't even know that we've had one.
I believe this is
no,
the first.
Really neat.
Yeah, a community group got together and got a grant and worked with the city of Newport, and we made the land available until it becomes one of the neighborhoods in Wilder. And I think a lot of people will be playing disc golf, and we're going to try to get a coffee shop built and a pub built so that they can have a place to go after they play.
I don't think anyone's seen a disc course quite like this.
It's amazing.
I mean, it is just phenomenal. It is going to be a challenging course,
yes,
I think.
For sure.
And that's important to mention, too. We're talking about some land donations from you to the city of Newport as well as Lincoln County. I mean, there's a lot going on.
There is. And, it's part of the Wilder ethos. We view South Beach as the future of Newport. We view it as an eco-district. And everything that's been done with Mike Miller Park and Wilder and the sustainable forest, all of the open spaces, just contribute to the eco-district part of it.
Now, folks will be able to look at the new map. It's on the Lincoln County homepage, and soon we'll populate that into the parks pages as well. So you can come ready to take a walk. And we could start in Wilder and then head through, correct?
Correct.
So, come with your walking shoes, definitely. We're going to have some refreshments. The public is invited. And, folks need to realize, too, we are telling them to go up by Oregon Coast Community College, not to go to the Mike Miller Trailhead. We need that to be clear.
Yeah, it's important to have this at another trailhead, at Wilder Park, which it's also, a city park. It's a continuation, and it's great to see where it comes out and know where it finishes.
And I'm just curious, my wife and I, as we were kind of exploring Wilder, too, a few days ago, and we were walking the Emory Trail, will houses be open tomorrow, or how does that work? I mean, you can look at renderings right now.
Yes, everything that's been built up there is sold. That's why we're starting three more now, and more to come. So there would be one that's available if someone wants to walk through it tomorrow. Otherwise, they'll have to use their imagination and visit the sales office that we're opening within the next month. And then they get to see all sorts of renderings and get more detailed information.
So, Will, any last thoughts before we close the program here?
Something occurred to me that there is a next step that we haven't done yet. When I was thinking of people coming up there, Jim and I, we've got another project to work on at some point here, which was we want to produce some parking down on 50th Street off of the original Mike Miller Trail entryway, which is something we've agreed to do. But it was for various land use reasons. It was too complicated to get to right now. Other issues that needed to be addressed. So we went to be addressed, so we did the park. It is certainly part of our agreement that is yet unfilled, talking about the future.
Yeah.
Is producing some parking spaces down there to make it even easier for people to access this as 50th Street in that area develops out, and to make sure there's enough public access and parking. That is an issue that will be addressed. And then also, to put the whole thing in context, there's the city's already done work on laying out, although it's not done or usable, there's nothing in for the public yet, but the concept is there to produce a trail that connects from Mike Miller up to South Beach to HMSC. So you're having a walking, it can be featured as an event for visitors to this town to experience, to walk from HMSC up to the college.
Well, it's going to be a great day tomorrow, and I'm sorry to kind of interrupt you there, but we are at the end of the program. Will Emery, Bonnie Serkin, Jim Chambers, thanks for coming on the program today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll be hearing more from you tomorrow. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. next to Oregon Coast Community College in Wilder.